Today, million-dollar lottery winners in our region. The stock market does a huge Brody. A water shutdown for Chicopee. EMTs help with a nurse shortage. Two Western Mass doctors in hot water. Job opportunity for a building inspector. And Mark Auerbach, and it's all next.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Well, the weather's a little warmer and, well, maybe a little messier for a crisp Tuesday. It is January 25th, 2022. As the weather mentioned, chance of early morning snow showers today, and partly to mostly cloudy and breezy for the remainder of the day. The high between 36 and 40 degrees. That's a bit warmer. And tonight, clearing skies are in the picture. The lows will be 6 to 12 degrees. Bundle up. Attention, Chicopeans, you are being reminded of a water shutdown coming your way tomorrow, Wednesday. There will be a water shutdown the 26th of January, tomorrow, Wednesday, from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. This will be on Old Fuller Road. Baltazar Contractors Incorporated will be performing the necessary water work. If you'd like to contact the water department if you have any questions, that number is in the 413 at 594-3420. And while we're talking about Chicopee, we have a job opportunity in Chicopee. The City of Chicopee's Building Department is hiring a local inspector to be responsible for enforcing the provisions of Mass State Building Code 780 CMR, the Mass Architectural Access Board 521 CMR, as well as the City of Chicopee's ordinances for the safety and protection of the general public. If you'd like to be an applicant, you must be certified by the Board of Building Regulations and Standards. Now, this is a part-time position with a minimum starting salary of $24.31 per hour, with periodic step and pay increases upon continuous completion of employment with the City of Chicopee. So, if you or anyone you know is interested, please contact the city and apply today. Mark Auerbach has been busy scouting the region's stages and even offering this review today, Mark.
There's a new show at Hartford Stage you're going to want to see, Proclesia's Angry, Raucous, and Shamelessly Gorgeous, a comic behind-the-scenes look at an Atlanta theater festival unraveling, launches the new year at Hartford Stage. Four strong African-American women question how we represent ourselves and how we get to tell our own stories. And although there are some serious themes in Proclesia's script, there are plenty of laughs along with some winning performances. Pearl Klege, born in Springfield, has a great catalog of plays and essays to her credit. Hartford Stage produced her play Blues for an Alabama Sky, which starred Felicia Rashad. Klege, now based in Atlanta, once taught at Smith College. Her hometown theater company, The Alliance, commissioned Angry, Raucous, and Shamelessly Gorgeous. Set in the shamelessly gorgeous Atlanta hotel suite, designed by Colette Pollard, Anna, a once avant-garde actress who has lived abroad for decades, returns to be feted at a local theater festival for her cutting-edge work. But she misunderstands the offer, assuming she will perform her now-famous performance of August Wilson monologues while naked. The festival producer has another actor in mind, an inexperienced pole dancer with only a few adult film credits. As Angry, Raucous, and Shamelessly Gorgeous unravels, nicely directed by Susan V. Booth, sparks fly, barbs ricochet, and laughs abound. Terry Burrell from the original cast of Broadway's Dreamgirls is angry yet elegant as Anna, the actress in exile, and Martha Hicks from Broadway's Motown gives a nuanced performance as Anna's friend and mentor. The young festival producer, played by Cynthia D. Barker, is hilarious as a frazzled event organizer. But the laughs belong to Shakira de Messier, who is angry, raucous, and shamelessly gorgeous with superb comic timing. I wasn't expecting to like this play as much as I did, and I'm glad I made time for it. Angry, Ruckus, and Shamelessly Gorgeous runs through February 6th at Hartford Stage. For details, hartfordstage.org. And for some Arts Beat news this week, Berkshire Theater Group has announced a series of winter concerts at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. The Machine performs music of Pink Floyd on February 5th, followed by the Guthrie Brothers with their Simon and Garfunkel tribute show February 12th. Moon Dance, the Van Morrison tribute, comes to town March 12th. For details, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. Movie nights at the Mahawi, Great Barrington's old-time movie palace turned performing arts center, will be showing classic movies on the big screen this winter. Jack Nicholson in The Shining screens January 28th. The romantic Roman Holiday with Gregory Peck and Audrey Hepburn will be shown on Valentine's Day. Denzel Washington heads the cast of The Titans on February 19th. And The Gods Must Be Crazy ends this series March 4th. The Mahawi also screens the Metropolitan Opera and the Bolshoi Ballet from their respective theaters in high def. For details, mahawi.org. The UMass Music and Dance Department has several upcoming concerts and recitals, all at Bazanson Recital Hall on the UMass Amherst campus. Violinist Elizabeth Chang and Smith College pianist Yayan Sun perform music of Shostakovich, Yesaya, Schubert, and Strauss January 27th. Pianist Gilles Monsanto and violinist perform works by Schubert and Beethoven January 31st. On February 8th, musicians from the Classical Music and Jazz faculty join forces to perform Salas's The Return of the Chromosapiens. These performances are free. For details, umass.edu/music. Chester Theater Company celebrates the legacy of Sidney Poitier with a discussion of his performance in Lorraine Hansberry's groundbreaking A Raisin in the Sun. Poitier starred in the Broadway and film versions of the play. Watch the film on your own and then join Chester for two talkbacks February 7th and 8th. Artistic Director Daniel Elihu Kramer and Smith College's Nemamdi Pol lead the discussion. For details and reservations, chestertheater.org. And lastly, Elizabeth Williamson, the former Associate Director of Hartford Stage, who stewarded A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder and The Inheritance to Broadway, has been named the Artistic Director of the Java Theater in Rochester, New York. She's the first woman to helm that theater. Her last area productions were Jane Eyre for Hartford Stage and Russian Troll Farm for TheaterWorks. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. Mr. Auerbach is with us Tuesdays and others days as needed on Pioneer Valley Radio. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno, at the request of Governor Charlie Baker, will join with State Rep. Angelo Pupolo to provide testimony to the Joint Committee on the Judiciary in support of Governor Baker's dangerousness legislation. This is House Bill 4290, an act relative to protect victims of crimes and the public, and would provide much-needed and common-sense language to help protect the public and victims of certain crimes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted more than 1,000 points Monday as financial markets buckled in anticipation of inflation-fighting measures from the Federal Reserve and fretted over the possibility of conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Stocks extended their three-week decline on Wall Street and put the benchmark S&P 500 on track to a so-called correction, a drop of 10% or more from its most recent high. The price of oil and Bitcoin fell, and so did the yield on 10-year Treasury notes, a sign of investor concern about the economy. Stocks have fallen sharply so far this year as the market readies for the Fed to raise interest rates to try to tame inflation, which, of course, is at its highest level in nearly four decades. The central bank has kept short-term rates near zero since the pandemic hit the global economy in 2020. The sell-off has extended to cryptocurrencies. Yes, Bitcoin is not immune. At midday, Bitcoin was trading at 35,000. 68,347, down 2.6% as it traded above 68,000 in November. EMTs and paramedics from Action Ambulance are helping the nurse shortage at Holyoke Public Schools. Holyoke Public Schools Receiver Superintendent Anthony Soto met with HPS Chief of Pupil Services Mary Ann Currier and Ann Murray Stronach from the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education to finalize a plan for Action Ambulance to fill in for school nurses. Action Ambulance provides services across Massachusetts and has assembled a group of emergency medical technicians and paramedics to work extra shifts to support school nurses across our district. A Westfield bakery owner is really in the dough. Christine Gustafson of Westfield has claimed a $4 million prize. That's before taxes, they always point that out. In the lottery's 100 times the cash instant ticket game on January 18. Christine chose the cash option of its prize and received a one-time payment of $2,600,000, again, before taxes. Christine plans to use some of her winnings toward the purchase of a summer home. She bought her ticket at JJ's Variety, that's at 122 Montgomery Street in Westfield. The retailer will get a $40,000 bonus for selling that winning ticket. But wait, there's more. Stanley Godair of Chicopee is not exactly unhappy. Stan claimed a $1 million prize before taxes in the lottery's Diamond Millions instant ticket game on January 14. Stanley plans to invest some of his winnings and share with family. He bought his ticket at Stop and Shop at 1282 Springfield Street in Agawam, and the retailer will get a $10,000 bonus for selling that winning ticket. The Mass Board of Registration in Medicine has disciplined two doctors here in Western Mass. Dr. Robert P. Westpriser, who practices in Lee, agreed he repeatedly accessed the electronic medical records of three resident physicians who were being treated during their training. Dr. Westpriser will enter a probation agreement monitoring his HIPAA compliance. Dr. Paul Stephen Bacher, who last practiced in Amherst in July 2020, was recommended after admitting he provided substandard care to a patient by failing to accurately record medications, failing to refill medications upon request, and failing to address apparent contraindication for one of the patient's medications. Well, all right, I'll tell you what, we'll hold here, and we'll get some information together, at least I will, to present to you for Wednesday. Our program will be available to you online straight up at 6 a.m., and you can hear it anytime you want at your convenience and on demand throughout the rest of the day and night. Brad Shepherd Today is a service of Pioneer Valley Radio. We will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.